Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, May 1st. Happy May Day out there. 2018, as we slog onward, slouching towards Bethlehem, hand in hand with Bibi. You're listening to KBOO Portland Community Sanctuary Solidarity at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. Hey, trigger warnings, everybody. Heads up. Do questions make you nervous? Do answers make you even nervouser? Does jail make you nervous? That's you going to jail, not other people going there. Donald Trump is if he understood how hot the seat that he is in actually is, and how large his bottom that he's placing in the hot seat actually is, he might be even crazier than he sounds. He's already, if it's possible to do so, he's already astonished the dullards at Fox and Friends. I don't know who their names actually. They seem to be okay. he's even managed to astonish them, and that must take some doing. Back here in Cascadia, wish we could be even further away from the scene of the many crimes of Donald Trump. I suppose, though, the very fact that we're fairly close to Russia across the Pacific means that we are. If we were in Alaska, we could see Russia, which is always good to know. Weather today in Cascadia, about a slight chance of showers early on, and highs around 61 for tonight. Partly cloudy, lows around 47. And tomorrow, we've got a little bit of fog hanging around in the morning parts, and eventually high around 75. We'll see about that. And for tomorrow, Wednesday night, clear skies, lows around 52. So, moving right along, we have something to look forward to anyway. Gareth Porter is going to be joining us a little later in the week to talk about Netanyahu's marginal rant. This May Day, though, do whatever you possibly can to support striking teachers. Arizona is a terrible place to be a teacher. For one thing, it's certainly a measure, not just Arizona, but across the country, of how, this being America, yes, putting a dollar value on these things does, in fact, reveal much of how any given administration values a particular type of work, or, for that matter, the environment. And Donald Trump just couldn't possibly make it plainer how he values education. In fact, as he did say, and I believe he said it in Arizona, that he loves the uneducated people. So I guess this must be all part of Trump's great plan for the future of America. It doesn't appear to set much store by an educated public. It would be nice if we could use the word citizen again, but we've long since ceased to be citizens. We are now, of course, in fact, consumers. And it doesn't take much of an intellect to buy things. That said, we've got actually very exciting news. Mentioned Alaska just a moment ago. Don't forget, it is May Day, and we do want to celebrate, thank, recognize the efforts to keep unions alive, and to really restore workers and workers' wages to their rightful place in the American architecture. It used to be actually widely known that workers produce wealth. Now it seems the less that one does, the more money appears to roll in. Certainly, Wall Street has proved this down to the very the last decimal point. And workers struggle these days and fighting desperately to hang on to two or three non-union crappy jobs just to be able to say that they no longer qualify for medical care. That's really about it. And the idea that people in general take out their white rage upon one another by voting for the likes of Donald Trump is all very well to go and state it any number of different ways, but it doesn't solve the problem. There are some people around the country, striking teachers, of course, and up in Alaska, young people are following along with students, young people here in Oregon and in various pockets across the country to speak out on behalf of their future. And to, led in general by Meg Ward, to demand that their government be held accountable for the world that they will inherit. It's not going to be a pretty sight. And it's could not possibly be plainer that their lives and their future is worth very little to this particular administration. Though via the court system, they are doing their level best to make sure that this administration does take note of their plight. It seems that Trump and his other 1%ers seem to believe that when they run out of a survivable future, they'll buy another one, right? They can have their people talk to some other people, and they can order one online. Yes, that seems to be what the plan for all of us might well turn out to be. And we all know that we're going to get there driving in a Tesla. So that said, as now we know, as we clarified what the future's like for you, I, and perhaps the rest of the planet that we're going to drag kicking and screaming along with us. There are pockets around resistance around the country. And that said, up in Alaska, we do have young people who are taking the government to court and hold them accountable. And now, on the subject of accountability and responsibility, we also do too. We have the airwaves are a type of an environment, and it is our job to stand up for that. Ray and Ani are out there, fellow volunteers, members, and incredibly hardworking KBOO people, and they are ready and willing to tell you how you can join our ranks.
Chris, good morning, and thanks again for all your work. You know, when we hear the line, get the facts, know your rights, take a stand, we know that Chris Andre and Air Cascadia has again made the trip in from Troutdale to discuss the important issues of the day here on your alternative community radio station, KBOO. And that's why we're asking our callers to take this opportunity, show their support for Chris, for Air Cascadia, and KBOO, and call us at 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266. We're suggesting a continuing membership is the best way to show your support. It's manageable. It allows you to deal with it in small monthly increments, and for just $25 a month, or which comes out to $300 a year, but less than a dollar a day, you can show your support by wearing the KBOO hoodie around town. It's not only functional, it's attractive, and it would show your support for your community radio station, KBOO. So please, call us at 877-500-5266 and show your support for your community radio station.
You know, I have one of the old versions of the KBOO hoodie that does not have the logo in the back. And this is, I have to say, it's warm, it's comfortable, it's cozy. I can't wait for the new hoodie to come out. And if you, like me, would like to proclaim your KBOO love whether you are coming or going, this is a great time to call with your commitment to your community radio station. Please do give us a ring right now and say, yes, you would like to contribute $300 to KABU. You can do that all at once. You can do it on a credit card. You can break it down into bite-sized pieces of $25 a month or more. You know, it is so important that people continue their support of KABU, that you, in fact, consider yourself a KABU grassroots supporter. You demand our independence and allow it to be so. You make history when you contribute to KABU. Please contribute right now at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
Think about shows like Abe and Joe Talk Radio or Positively Revolting or Air Cascadia. These are just a small part of the 7,500 hours of locally produced programming that your volunteers here at KBOO put together for you, the listener. Isn't it a time that you show your support and maybe your thanks to their efforts by making that call, making that commitment, and calling us at 877-500-5266? Or we'd welcome you to stop in and visit the studio in person, see where your donation is going, get a tour. Any one of us would be happy to show you around and show you how your support keeps KBOO active, vibrant, and involved in the community.
Absolutely.
We're just below Burnside here on Southeast 8th Avenue, right in the center of town. So please stop by, and if you can't, give us a call. But show your support. Make your commitment now. Call 877-500-5266. Ani, what was that number again?
That's 877-500-5266.
KABU would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Sizzle Pie, East Burnside. Their menu consists of vegan, veggie, meat, and gluten-free options, along with salads, local beer, wine, and spirits. Sizzle Pie currently has 6 locations, 4 in Portland, 1 in Seattle, and 1 in Eugene. More information at sizzlepie.com. Dinner was provided by Firehouse Restaurants, located at 711 Northeast Deakum Street in Portland. Firehouse Restaurant offers American and Italian-style cuisine for dinner and drinks. You can find out more at firehousepdx.com. For more information on how you can support KABU, call 877-500-5266 right now.
And you're listening to Flashpoints on